February 7, 11th hour breakthroughs. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Luke 23:42. One of the greatest hope killers is that you have tried for so long to change and have not succeeded. You look back and think, what's the use? Even if I could experience a breakthrough, there would be so little time left to live in my new way that it wouldn't make much difference compared to so many years of failure. The former robber, the thief on the cross next to Jesus, lived for another hour or so after his conversion. Then he died. He was changed. He lived on the cross as a new man, with new attitudes and actions, no more reviling. But 99.99% of his life was wasted. Did the last couple hours of newness matter? They mattered infinitely. This former robber, like all of us, will stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of his life. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. 2 Corinthians 5:10. How will his life testify in that day to his new birth and his union with Christ? How will his life confirm his newness in Christ? The last hours will tell the story. This man was new. His faith was real. He is truly united to Christ. Christ's righteousness is his. His sins are forgiven. That's what the final hours will proclaim at the last judgment. He is changed. And his change mattered. It was, and it will be, a beautiful testimony to the power of God's grace and the reality of his faith and his union with Christ. Now, back to our struggle with change. I'm not saying that struggling believers are unsaved like the robber was. I'm simply saying that the last years and the last hours of life matter. If in the last 1% of our lives we can get a victory over some long-standing sinful habit or hurtful defect in our personality, it will be a beautiful testimony now to the power of grace, and it will be an added witness, not the only one, at the last judgment to our faith in Christ and our union with him. Take heart, struggler. Keep asking, seeking, knocking. Keep looking to Christ. If God gets glory by saving robbers in the 11th hour, he surely has his purposes why he has waited till now to give you the breakthrough you have sought for years.